This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. A powerful car blast occurred near Lal Qila Metro Station in New Delhi last evening. Talking to media, Delhi Police Commissioner Satish Golcha said, at around 6:52 p.m., a slow-moving vehicle stopped at the red light and an explosion happened in that vehicle. He added that due to the explosion, nearby vehicles were also damaged. The police commissioner informed that some people have died and some have been injured in the incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has taken stock of the situation in the wake of the blast in Delhi. Union Home Minister Amit Shah visited the blast site near Delhi's Red Fort and reviewed the situation. The Home Minister obtained details of the situation from the Delhi Police Commissioner and other senior officials present at the site. The Home Minister also visited Lok Nayak Jayaprakash Hospital and met the injured. Talking to media, Mr. Shah informed that according to the hospital sources, 8 people have died in the incident and some people are injured who are getting treated in the hospital. The Home Minister said that an investigation is being conducted over the incident. Mr. Shah said that he received a call from Prime Minister Narendra Modi immediately after the blast. He informed that a meeting will be held with the senior officials at the Home Ministry today.
दिल्ली पुलिस स्पेशल सेल क्राइम ब्रांच एनआईए की टीम एसपीजी की टीम एफएसएल की टीम मौके पर पहुंच गई है और सभी प्रकार की जांच हम तेजी से कर रहे हैं कुछ ही समय में मैं आशा करता हूं कि धमाके का कारण क्या है उसके निर्णय पर हमारी एजेंसियां पहुंच जाएगी और एफएसएल की सीनियर मोस्ट टीम भी यहां पर पहुंची है
Earlier speaking to media, Mr. Shah stated that center is exploring all possibilities and will conduct a thorough investigation into the blast. Talking to media, Mr. Shah said all options will be investigated immediately and the results will be presented to the public. He informed that the blast occurred in the Hyundai i20 car at a traffic signal near Red Fort in Delhi. Mr. Shah said that within 10 minutes of receiving the information of the blast, teams from the Delhi Crime Branch and Delhi Special Branch reached the spot. The NSG and NIA teams, along with the forensic team, have begun a thorough investigation. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh have expressed condolences to those who have lost their loved ones in the blast in Delhi. In a social media post, the President prayed for quick recovery of those injured. In a social media post, Mr. Modi hoped for the speedy recovery of those injured. He informed that he reviewed the situation with Home Minister Amit Shah and other officials. The Prime Minister added that those affected are being assisted by authorities. Meanwhile, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh called the incident extremely painful and disturbing. In Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Rajasthan and Bihar, police are on high alert after the car blast in the national capital. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath spoke to State DGP Rajiv Krishna and ordered senior police officials to intensify checking and ground patrolling. In Punjab, quoting official sources, our Jalandhar correspondent reports that district police chiefs have been asked to remain alert. Meanwhile, Border Security Force, BSF, is already on high alert and deployment on the border is foolproof. In Rajasthan, Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma has directed the police to remain on high alert and instructed the Director General of Police to ensure strict security arrangements at vital installations. Bihar Director General of Police Vinay Kumar has issued a high alert across the state following the car explosion near Red Fort Metro Station in Delhi. In Bihar, stage is set for voting in the second and final phase of the assembly elections today. 122 constituencies spread across 20 districts will go to polls in this phase. Meanwhile, by-elections for 8 assembly constituencies spread over 7 states will also be held today. And India assured itself of at least 2 medals at the Asian Archery Championship 2025 in Dhaka, with both the recurve men's team and the compound women's team advancing to the finals after an impressive semi-final victories yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.